We'll get over it. Is Dr. Merman ready?
Yes.
I'm here.
Dr. Merman, how are you?
I'm great. Hi, Tom. Hi, everybody out there.
Hello.
John, by the way, asked, because I'm looking at your picture right now, he said, are you the only 17-year-old medical doctor in the state of Minnesota? It's a very youthful picture you got there, Dr. Merman. I will tell you that.
Maybe it's an old picture.
Dr. Merman, about a month ago now, I think, is what it was. My wife actually called Dr. Merman's office and asked if I could come in and talk to somebody about PTSD and medical cannabis and see if I could qualify for that. We had a nice meeting. And one thing I'd love to point out, Dr. Merman, is the fact that I came in. Everybody was very, very pleasant. There was no judgment, no stigma, no anything. It was very, very comfortable. I'm asking people, don't hold back. If you think you need the help that Dr. Merman and the people in the medical cannabis business can give you, don't hesitate to do it. You're not going to turn into a junkie or anything like that. It's just, are people still afraid to kind of broach the subject, Dr. Merman?
Thanks for that, Tom. Which subject? As far as mental emotional conditions or asking for medical cannabis?
Well, we know that I have emotional problems because I'm in radio. But the fact that people think, oh, God, I don't know, because they don't call it cannabis. They call it marijuana.
Right.
The clinical term is cannabis. But they think somehow, well, we were always told it was a gateway drug, which it is not. So I think they're just a little afraid of that, and they should not be at all.
They really shouldn't be. Actually, it is a gateway drug. In my clinic, it's a gateway to integrative medicine.
There you go.
It's great. I mean, first of all, cannabis is one of the safest drugs out there. Compared to anything, even over the counter, even things like Advil or Tylenol, it's way safer than those. There's no overdose potential. Most of the time it helps people a lot, most of the time without side effects, helps with pain, with emotional issues like symptoms of PTSD, spasms, seizures, etc. Many indications. And what we've seen is sometimes people come in for one indication and they do improve those symptoms do improve. But also there are some secondary benefits like other things improve. I've seen several patients, for example, with asthma, which improved on cannabis, even though that's not why they came. And, of course, we are not allowed to certify for asthma, but as a secondary thing, that was good. Most people sleep better, et cetera, et cetera.
But there's no question.
I still think that's a first step. So once people improve, there are other things they can do to improve their health further, and that's where we talk about integrative stuff.
Yeah, which you guys are amazing at. By the way, Dr. Tran and Ethan Wise, the people I've been in touch with, Dr. Beal, really, really not. Everybody there is so nice. Is that one of the things that you make sure that there's nobody there that seems disinterested or whatever? When you come in, they talk to you, and they're very interested in helping you. It's a great experience.
Yeah, I'm glad you found it so. You would try.
What in Minnesota can be treated legally by medical marijuana?
First of all, I don't like the word marijuana, even though that's what people like to say. That's kind of a pejorative term. The real name for it is cannabis. The term itself came about when during initial stages of marijuana or cannabis prohibition, where they tried to connect it to the Mexicans coming into the country and bringing in drugs. And so Mary Juan that was the beginning of the term.
Okay.
Gotcha. We have a website. I mean, if people are interested in the full list, if they go on our website, lifemedical.us, and just click on medical marijuana, the list is right there. Let's see. Do you want me to read it or most common?
No. What's the things? Yes.
Most common things are intractable pain, So people are in pain and they take other medications, so whatever they are, and cannabis often helps them better. People with PTSD, with you know, the usual symptoms, flashbacks, nightmares, startle reactions, etc., really calm down. All kinds of spasms, like for example, in people with MS, improve a lot. Glaucoma, you know, eye pressure goes down. And a few other things, like autistic kids, for example, you know, they get very agitated and the cannabis really calms them down and, they're much easier to take care of. And again, the best thing about cannabis is that it's really so safe. There's no overdose potential. Side effects are either non-existent or really minimal. So it becomes a really good way of managing things.
Yeah, there's no question. In my life, this morning, as a matter of fact, we had a caller when the show began at 5:45 this morning. We had a caller, and he commented on the fact that he said he's been listening to the show for over 30 years, and I'm finally in a good mood.
That's pretty good.
It is really good. You know, only took me 30. I just wanted to make sure that people understood that there's no stigma here at all. It's just, it does help people. This is not about going and scoring, you know, drugs, or that's not what it is at all.
I'd like to know if there are side effects, Tom. Are there side effects that are
not for me, but Dr. Merman could talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I mean, this is herbal medicine. This is one of the best herbal medicines I know. And you want to call it drug, that's fine. But, I mean, it's an herb. Side effects, most common ones are sometimes a little dry mouth, pretty minimal usually, sometimes a headache. When side effects take place, we usually recommend that people talk to their pharmacist, because it's the pharmacist who manages the doses. And they are then able to, you know, change the type of preparation and dose, et cetera, and usually side effects go away. In some cases, there is some mind effects like cloudiness or a little high. Usually that doesn't happen. So you're really a very clean drug.
Yeah, it didn't happen with me, as a matter of fact. And by the way, when you go to the dispensary, the people there are as nice as can be as well. Very, very helpful. They're just very pleasant. There's nothing negative about this experience at all, and it will help you. And I'm glad that Governor Dayton had a lot to do with this. I'm glad that he did it. I'm glad that I met you. I'm glad my wife called you. But I'm really happy that I can go on the air and have you on the air, Dr. Merman, to help people and just say, hey, this is good for you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's a good initial step. People feel a lot better in my practice.
The only negative thing is, like today when I go down there, that if somebody comes in, I'll be there. So that might be the only downside. That's all I have to say.
Well, I have to ask a question that's a little adversarial.
Absolutely.
Okay, my grandmother is the farm woman. She was. She's gone now. And she's a farm woman. She grew up on a farm, spent her whole life on a farm.
Uh-huh.
And in the 20s and 30s and 40s, they knew every home remedy that they ever had, and they had absolutely zero use for cannabis. So what makes it different today?
I'm not sure why, because it was actually, in my understanding, fairly commonly used in those days. When it was prohibited, I believe it was around 1938, when the use went down.
That would have been the time, wouldn't it?
You know, commonly sold in pharmacies, and it was fairly common.
I guess, but I mean, even before that, they found absolutely no medicinal value whatsoever. They didn't, but I maybe they weren't trying it right. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We're seeing a lot of medicinal value. I mean, people, like I said, I started doing this in May of 2016, certifying people. Okay, I wasn't planning on it, but the dispensary people came to our office and said, look, nobody is certifying. You know, we don't know what to do. And I had lobbied for cannabis before because it made sense, because it's really such a safe thing that there's really no reason to prohibit it. So I said, okay, I'll start certifying. So I did that, and we started seeing follow-ups in the next few months. And I was totally blown away. I've never seen any drug, a single drug, that does so much good with such a a positive, you know, with no side effects and no danger. Okay, so that's why we continued. And now two other doctors in our practice also certify people.
Yeah.
Not enough research out there in cannabis because it's just not being done because it's federally controlled as Schedule One drug, which the government defines as something that has no medical use. So the studies are not being run. However, there's enough research that shows that it's safe and there's no potential for overdose. So once something is safe, it's okay to try it, in my opinion. And that's how I approach, you know, all the stuff that we do in the clinic, you know, all the complementary approaches and modalities that we use. First, I need to make sure it's safe. Then it's okay to try, even if there's no research. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about evidence-based medicine, one way to produce evidence is this high-level research for which you need to pay hundreds of millions of dollars. And the other way is, you know, doing experiments. You can experiment on yourself, on your family, if it's safe. And once you see that it works, great, then you can introduce it in the practice. So I do that quite a bit. I did not experiment this way with cannabis, but in any case. But cannabis is safe, so we can try it. So we started certifying people, and we're seeing amazing results. Let me tell you one case, for example. You know, a guy with Crohn's disease came in. He has diarrhea 16 times a day. So he started, we certified him because it's legal. He started on cannabis. And within a month or so, he had formed stools and no diarrhea and like stools once a day and no abdominal pain. And it was just amazing. Okay. And this kind of results we're seeing every day. The number of times I'm getting blessed every day nowadays, it's amazing.
You must be living a pretty good life.
It's great. I mean, it's wonderful. It's fun to go to work.
Yeah, well, I could understand. It was fun for me. Well, I'll see you this afternoon, so I'm looking forward to coming in and seeing everybody. It is a wonderful thing. Dr. Jacob Merman, thank you so much for your time this morning. Life Medical, it's in St. Louis Park, right on Excelsior Boulevard. Dr. Merman, I'll see you later on this afternoon.
Yeah, I'll see you soon. See you, Tom.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye. Nicest man in the world. Another thing I should mention.
Very happy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's a really good guy. But one thing I do need to mention is a lot of people have this vision that if they go to a clinic and there's cannabis involved, there's going to be all these junkies hanging out and stoners. That's not what it's like at all. This is a medical clinic. It's just like going to the doctor for anything else. So all of that, all those things. My guess, by the way, is, Dave, the reason that your family didn't find any use for marijuana, and just from my experience, I don't like to smoke marijuana. And back then, I don't know if you could grind it up or do whatever you're going to do with it, whatever. But it'd be very hard to control your level of intake of cannabis if you smoke it. And maybe some people are a lot better. You know, they got one hitters now, and I guess that's a totally different deal. But I never did like smoking marijuana either. So maybe that's why your family didn't.
It was strange. My grandfather was actually, this is such a weird job, and I don't know if it exists today, but he was the weed inspector for Sherburne County.
His
job was to go out and eradicate things like marijuana and hemp because farmers hated it because it was such a horrible, awful weed, and it got all screwed up in their corn crops.
Well, maybe he said it was.
I'm in love with Mary Jane.
He said it was 1938 when it was
made illegal.
Don't you think that was about the time of your grandparents?
Possibly. I mean, look, it hasn't helped Lassman a whole lot. Look at all the experimenting done.
I experiment on myself every night.
Exactly.
You know, I got to be honest with you, because it wasn't a serious subject. I just want people to be comfortable with it because it is good medication, and just take all the stigma away that I possibly can. But when you said you called it marijuana, he said I'd rather not use that term. It's pejorative, and cannabis is better. I was going to say, well, she also calls heroin horse, but I decided not to say that. I said, maybe we won't say that.
Good decision.
Let's dial it back.